Greetings, AV insiders of the world. My name's Johnny. I'm your host. If you don't know me by now, welcome. This is episode 120, I believe. As always, I have a special guest. He has actually been on the show in the past, but at a different manufacturer. So today, I welcome Brad Paulson back to the show, who is the national sales manager of... Brad, you know what? I draw a blank. Why don't you tell me who you're representing today?
That would be Storm Audio.
Storm Audio. One word, Storm Audio. And in the past, I actually had Storm Audio on. I had Yves Trelohan, who is the VP of, and I probably said this wrong last time, but the VP of the company, but the division that he purchased from Oro, right, which is Halep. Home electronics luxury audio products. I believe that's correct. And now the company is all on its own, right? They used to be part of Oro, but they are now their own company independently of Oro 3D, correct? Or Oro Technologies.
Eve has been involved with Storm, kind of leading Storm for about 5 years, and they partnered up with Oro 3D for a while.
Yeah.
And Oro wanted to get into the hardware side of it. And that was a nice partnership, but as everything's matured and businesses move forward, Oro is more focused on their software, trying to license Oro 3D, get movies done, and other hardware people. And having Storm Audio on board almost turned into a conflict because they're trying to license other hardware manufacturers as well as sell hardware themselves. So
yeah,
Eve wanted to purchase and pull it out and have it stand on its own so it could be driven the way he wants to drive it.
And do you think them separating from Oro was a good idea?
I think it's a fantastic idea because it gives more control over the whole operation. He's done a fantastic job assembling a team of really talented people, and he's very much a visionary of wanting to be ahead of everybody on software and features and all that. And now he has total control over everything from the resources to the planning to the execution.
Just a quick little primer for everybody. Actually, so Storm Audio and Yves himself was on the show back in February of 2017. So if you go back and listen to episode 98, you can get a little info from Yves himself and a little bit about the company. And you can also get a little bit more about Brad on episode 101 when he was representing Broadman Acoustics, the national sales manager there, which I believe he still is. But for a little bit of both, episode 98 and 101, check them out. And get a little more information. But since it's always fun to do it, why don't we just do a little primer, Brad? Why don't you give me just a quick little overview of you in the industry and how you got to Storm Audio today?
Well, I've been in the industry since I was 17 years old. I retailed through high school and put myself through college retailing back in the day of stereo.
Okay.
Long before computers and home theater and all that.
Yeah.
And then when I got out of college, I was a manufacturer's representative for a while. And then I moved around the country several times and retailed, supported myself retailing as I moved to Denver, to Santa Barbara, to different places.
Yeah.
And then I had a stereo shop in Santa Barbara for years. And I was still in the stereo days. Home theater was just starting to come out back then. And the last 25 years, I've been working on the manufacturer side with different brands. I started out with B&K Components and was with them for 11 years. And that was a rocket ship because timing was everything and all the things were in place for B&K to grow exponentially. And then I left and I helped start Suluse, the $13,000 music server back then.
Right.
And so I've worked with quite a few different manufacturers, many of them at the same time, trying to put together sales and marketing and grow the business for everybody.
And here we are today, national sales manager of Storm Audio, and you've been with the company a handful of months now, correct?
Yeah, since October.
Okay, and since then, you've been doing some trainings, you know, probably get a full overview, some, you know, how the company envisions you being with the company, and now that you're here, what's your sort of strategy for you and getting this sort of this brand that sits inside of and is doing very well of the high-end luxury audio area?
Well, It's interesting. I mean, Storm has been around for a while, but it hasn't had a big presence in the U.S. It's been stronger worldwide and more visible.
Yeah.
And so what I want to do is, we obviously, the product itself has to stand on its own and be killer product if you're going to claim that you're the best in the industry.
Sure. But
I want to go out and spread the word on who Storm is, what we're doing, what the vision is, and get the dealers comfortable with who the company is, because who you partner up with is very important, and the dealers are always very concerned. Are you going to be here in 10 years? What's your vision? Who are you? How is it going to be to deal with you? And so it's a combination of exposing the product, but also exposing the company at the same time, so people can get a feel for you.
Can you give me an example? Let's say I'm a Northern California dealer or someone who's interested in becoming a Storm Audio dealer. You make it up to the showroom. Let's say we have a demo piece of one of their hardware devices or processors or a full array of everything, right? Amplifiers, all that stuff. But let's say I'm interested and we're getting ready to move forward, but I'm not quite sold it. Can you give me some sort of a quick elevator pitch or something, or a sales pitch from you about why Storm versus the competition?
Yeah, we would start out with the company first. I mean, that's sure. Step one, and explain who we are and where we're going and what our vision is. And, you know, the product, the key to the product is the scalability and the software that's inside of it. And so how did that get created? Who's supporting that? What type of support materials do you have behind everything? And so you give them the whole vision and you create relationship with the dealer to where they're interested, where they go, okay, the product sounds very interesting. Sounds like you have features other people don't have. Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic performer. I'm feeling comfortable with you as well, too. I feel like, you know, I'd like to do business with you.
Yeah.
Then we get a demo piece into them and get it hooked up. And quite often we'll do a remote webinar, which is one of the neat features of Storm Audio, is we can dial in remotely and work with the unit, which a dealer will be able to do as well too. So if there's any issues with a piece in a customer's house, instead of having to roll a truck, you can dial in remotely to it and do whatever you want. We'll do a webinar training. I mean, we'll do them in person as well too, but you know, there's only so much time in a day and a month. And so we can dial in remotely and then do a full training and help them get set up right. And then they live with the gear, you know, give them a week or two with the gear. And I haven't found anybody yet that's had the system set up with a demo that wasn't completely impressed with the gear. And typically when they get everything set up, they'll have questions then, and they'll call, and then you get to show, how do you support? Do you answer the phone call? Do you have answers? If you don't have answers, how quick can you get back with the answers? And that's where Storm Audio really excels, is Eve has put together such a great team that, you know, you never cover everything, but we really bat about 99%. It's pretty amazing.
Now, again, you know, if you go back and listen to episode 98, you probably get a full overview of the company back when they were a part of RO. But now, here we are. Tell me just a little bit, like, what would you, if you were to explain to somebody who had no idea who Storm Audio was, what would you tell them that they do?
That we excel in making products for immersive audio.
Okay.
You know, we do all the formats that are out there, and we have the flexibility to really tune to your room and to your system to get the maximum out of it. And that's one of the areas that Storm really excels, is being able to adjust to each system to get the most out of the system.
Yeah, it looks like you guys use Dirac Live, or the Dirac system.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's very accurate. You can really adjust it as well, too. And, you know, to your typical dealers, you know, they have installers. Installers are very busy, and there's many very good dealers out there. But having a system like Dirac, where you can really work with the room acoustics,
yeah,
changes the whole ball game, because all of a sudden you've got things really dialed right into the ball game, and you can make small adjustments if you want afterwards to suit exactly what you want for that room or for that sound pattern.
Yeah.
The Dirac just puts you right into the ball game instantly.
And you mentioned remote monitoring or remote dial-in connectivity, right? So that way we can check on a system remotely. We can pull up diagnostics and see what's going on. I'm assuming we could also make some tuning remotely as well, I would assume. Yeah,
you can do all the above, and we have a full diagnostic package built inside, and it keeps logs, and it shows what goes on. It shows different temperatures, what's been working, what hasn't been working. And if a customer has an issue with a product, we can have it set up to send an email to the dealer, say, hey, there's an issue over here.
Yeah.
It allows you to be there without being there. And it gives you the information to see what transpired, ideally, mm-hmm. so you can figure out what's going on.
I think one of the major things that they do a little bit different, right? They set themselves up with three categories. But within those categories, or I guess their hardware, I should say, within their hardware, they provide, again, the three categories. You have your sound processors, your multi-channel amplifiers, and then your full AV immersive sound receivers, right? So within that, I don't know if they all do, but I do know that some of them, and it could be all of them, and you can tell me, are set up in this sort of modular-based hardware system, right? So that when you get to a point that either the sound technology has exceeded what you have in your hardware, you can upgrade, right? You can swap a car. We can give them options, right? So like typically in the AV world, in the lower end scale, you don't see this. You see an AVR that has XYZ inputs and outputs and, you know, amplification and such. And they may or may not have certain DACs built in. Maybe they're not suitable for your application. But that's what you get. You pay for a system, an AVR, and you get what is built in. There's no changing it. There's no software to update. There's no card swap outs. There's no hardware update aside taking the system down, pulling out the entire AVR, and upgrading to something entirely new. And with Storm, you, to my knowledge, you have the ability to really customize your pieces for the needs of the room, the needs of the client. And as the sound and technology changes, there's the ability to upgrade within the hardware.
Yeah, that's really the goal. And that's what Storm is doing better than anybody on the marketplace right now, is when you buy a piece, you're done.
Yeah.
And if you need changes or you want to expand the system, you can do that within the piece that you bought.
Sure.
A good example right now is, we're just releasing a new HDMI board because HDMI is always changing. And like you mentioned, you buy an AVR and you got HDMI, whatever version, and you're stuck with that.
You can't get with that. Right.
That's what Storm does better than anybody else, is both with the software and with the hardware to move forward. And the goal and what we've been successful at in many areas so far is moving forward faster than other people are moving forward as well too. So not only doing it, but trying to be at the front of the pack as well too.
And that's kind of been, I think, the idea of Storm since day one. I don't think that's ever really changed from when they launched here in the States, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Being the national sales manager, what kind of feedback are you getting from your dealer base here?
The biggest feedback I get back is how easy it is to set the unit up.
Okay.
When you get into this category, you know, everything's, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 for top processors. So you're playing in an elite category.
Yeah.
And compared to our competition, we're so much easier to set up. And we have great support materials where you can take an installation guide and you open up a web browser onto the unit and it's all tabs. And you just go through tab after tab after tab and then do your adjustments and your setup. Very easy to learn, very easy first time in, which isn't true with our competition. I mean, it's a complex piece, but the software setup has been made to make it very intuitive. And that by far is what the dealers love. They say the sound quality is great, the scalability is fantastic, but the fact that they can set it up and they can maintain it and they can make adjustments is huge to them.
Now, does Storm Auto offer any sort of education on the software or anything like that?
Yeah, we do a lot of webinars and
okay. And
we've created a ton of support materials. We have a web portal that is one of the most complete I've ever seen in the industry of support materials on everything from the hardware to the software to DIRAC. And so we're very, very big on support.
Cool. Keeping in line with the support question, what about like someone we could physically call for a little extra added backup?
Yeah. you'll be able to call in for technical support.
Yeah.
And we have a full-time person that does technical support over the phone, mm-hmm. but they can also dial in remotely as well too. So
okay.
that's where the remote dialing helps, is if you can't solve something over the phone, we can dive in and take a closer look at the actual unit itself on premise.
And the hardware itself is manufactured overseas. This is a European company, I would assume. It's
manufactured in Europe, yep.
Okay. And is any of the material ever stocked here in the States for U.S. dealers, or does it all come straight from overseas?
Well, we stock inventory here, and we're just putting some repair centers together, which they'll stock boards and replacement parts. And so we want to be able to be self-sufficient over here on a timely basis.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. And keeping that in mind, I mean, is it sound like something that's a category that probably is going to expand with the amount of support we've gotten from dealers being signed up and things like that in the 2 years that they've been here? Is Storm kind of expanding repair center and stock here because of the demand?
Yeah, right now it's kind of the beginning of really opening everything up. And
sure.
The line is solid. The focus is solid. Eve has complete control over the marketing, the whole direction of the company right now. And so this should be a very big year for Storm. And the marketplace itself with our competition is kind of ripe for us right now. It's like you've got DataSat, you've got Storm Audio, and you've got Trinoff in there. And with different circumstances with our competitors, we're looking very strong on the directions that we've chosen and what we're trying to do. So I think this will be a very big year for Storm.
When did Eves buy the company?
About 2 months ago.
Okay. And since then, so you've been in the company at that time. So since then, have you seen sort of any sort of influx in a new dealer base or the other way? Have you seen any positive or negative impact on the company since this happened?
Well, really, what I've seen is positive impact where things have picked up speed, and mm-hmm. specifically in the U.S., hiring more personnel for support and what we have to do to make things roll properly in the U.S. So Eve has had more control and more resources now to speed the whole process up.
Yeah. And in terms of being like a dealer a dealer, because here in the States, there is no distribution, correct? It's direct to dealer?
Direct to dealer.
Okay, so in terms of being a dealer for Storm, what type of requirements is Storm looking for in a dealer to support their product line?
Well, really what we're looking for are the best dealers as far as competence and technical support. And they obviously have to work in the sphere of customers that can buy systems where you have a $15,000 or $20,000 processor that goes into it. And that's a small amount of dealers out there. And we all pretty much know who's who out there. So we go to the people that are connected to the clients that can afford and want this type of product. And then we support them, and we don't really have requirements. Like, you don't have to sell X amount to be a dealer. We just want to get our fair share of what your business is, because all these businesses change. I mean, there's dealers out there that only do 4 or 5 jobs a year, but they're humongous.
Right.
You know, and you like to be in that. And then there's dealers out there that do 50, 60 jobs a year, and maybe you get into 10 of those if you can.
Sure.
So there's no specific requirement other than wanting to be a good partner, do a good job with each other, and get our fair share of what's going on with their business.
Okay, that sounds good. I mean, I think this is a fair question. I mean, let's say someone is a dealer of the competition, and they want to now try Storm. Is that a big no-no for Storm, or is it going to depend, like, on what we just kind of talked about? We want your fair share, right?
Right. Well, that's it. I mean, and you know, the piece of the pie is the piece of the pie, and the pie that we can't change the size of the piece of the pie of that niche and that market out there. So we have to take as much of that as we can.
Yeah.
And so the goal is to go in and show them the advantage of dealing with Storm Audio, both from a performance point of view, software point of view, support point of view, and win their business over the competition.
What would you say is next for Storm now that they are their own entity? without giving away, you know, details, obviously, because I know that there's stuff that you can't quite talk about yet. What would you say is next for Storm? I mean, it kind of sounds like, you know, Eves is like just really, really ready to develop, you know, like what Storm is going to become. But can you give me any sort of idea as to, you know, now that they are their own entity away from Oro, what you see the company doing?
Well, it's moving forward with technology. I mean,
okay,
that's what makes you salient in the category. You got to be on the cutting edge of everything. And with Even Control now and being our separate entity, we can pick up the speed and move even faster. I mean, we're ahead in so many categories right now, and we have a roadmap for this year, which I can't share right now, but I mean, we have a roadmap of new features, new technologies to add in to current product and make it available. So just being able to be flexible and move faster, but stay ahead of the competition, be on the edge.
Okay. The other day, you and I spoke kind of like as a precursor to today's show. We talked about, you know, swapping, you know, cards and things like that. And I think one of your most things that you are impressed with is the software itself within the hardware.
Yeah.
The software being so robust and so forward-thinking, I guess is a good way to say it, in that they offer all these little things that you or I or other people probably typically wouldn't have in their scenario or want, but there are those things, and then you kind of analyze it in that, like, yeah, I could see someone maybe using it for this reason, or it's not the typical use, but yeah, there are options for that. And so all I'm really saying is that the software is so unique from everyone else because they're thinking ahead of the competition now, or because they know what's coming and they know applications that have been out there that they're already developing, you know, areas within their software to allow them to do things that's coming or that are unique applications that the competition just definitely is not doing.
Yeah, the whole software it's a pretty amazing thing because, I mean, we live in the software world, and if you're in this industry right now as a living, you're living in the middle of software, and you're seeing all different examples of software, and all the dealers have gone through new software with new products that didn't work right, and they become kind of the beta test center for it. And
yeah,
it's really rare to come across software that is very deep, very flexible, very configurable, but also stable at the same time. And that's what Storm has accomplished with their software here is it's so stable and so easy to set up. It's so configurable. And it's really rare. I mean, I talk about this with dealers all the time, and they say the same thing when they get a chance to experience it, is you rarely come across products with software that like this that is so stable and so configurable and so deep, because usually the deeper you get, the more problems you have with software. I mean, we're all used to that, and it just doesn't work that way with Storm. Storm just feels solid when you set it up and play it and operate it.
Being a dealer, I would assume that you have some – I mean, sorry, not a dealer. Being the national sales manager, I would assume that you probably have some Storm at home to kind of take with you. But do you have it hooked up at home so that you can kind of play with the software at home on your own system and really get a sense of how Storm functions and feels and sounds and breathes within your own system so you can relay that info to a dealer or a potential dealer?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that was the first thing that happened when I came on with Storm was I got product to hook up here so I could learn the product and start teaching myself, go through the support materials, act like I'm a new dealer. Okay, how do I do this?
Sure. Yeah, you want
resources that I have.
Yeah, if I'm a new potential dealer and you're the sales manager trying to educate me or you know, pitch me on the hardware or the company itself, it's great to have a sales manager within the company that actually has touched it, has used it, has tinkered with it, right? Is using it in their own home, because it's always frustrating to me when I work with another, either a rep or sales manager within the company, and they haven't used it. And it could be a number of reasons, right? It could be maybe they're so new, or the company feels that maybe they don't need that. But anytime I'm in any sort of buying experience as the customer, I want to speak with someone on the other side who has that experience, right? I want to be able to ask questions, and I want to be able to feel a sense of reliability, a sense of someone who has been educated in whatever it is that they're offering to me. So when I get that person, you being this person in this case of Storm Audio, it's very comforting, and it helps, I think, facilitate the sale much easier.
Well, I totally agree, and you can apply that in everything that we buy in life, whether it's cars or clothes or whatever. I mean,
right.
We're all frustrated when we go in someplace and we know more about the product than the person we're talking to. And Eve made it real clear when I came on that he wanted me to be an expert on the product, which I do too, and it takes time. And
yeah.
We want to go into a dealer, and the dealer, as you say, they want to deal with somebody who knows more about the product than they do,
right,
and tells the truth and doesn't stretch things. And if they don't have an answer, they say, I don't know, but let me get back to you on that. And
yeah.
And in our industry, like any industry, that's really pretty rare, as you kind of alluded to. I mean, there's so many sales staffs running around where they really don't know their product. They've got some buzzwords and they can talk a few things, but they're really not product oriented. And to me, one of the keys in the industry to be successful with technology, or actually any product, even speakers, you need to know your product, but you need to know the competition as well, too, so you can convey that to the possible dealer.
Yeah.
Here's the future benefits, here's the advantages, here's what we do better, here's what they don't do as well, and this is what we bring to the table. And dealers appreciate that when you show up and you've got knowledge and you're confident about what you're talking about.
In regards to knowledge and you versus the competition, do you have and can you share any sort of market penetration that Storm has versus the competition? Or is that something that maybe not quite known yet, for, Storm versus the competition?
Well, what do you mean exactly?
Sorry. So like, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. What I'm thinking is, do you know, like, how many Storm dealers are out there versus, I don't know, like any of the competition that in this area?
Well, if you look at DataSat has been the leader for years, although
right,
that's going to be changing pretty quick, it appears. They have many more dealers than we do because we're just coming to the ball game now with our packages. And we have so many advantages over DataSat. It's not even close, the competition between what we do and what they do. So they have more dealers because they've been around and they were the first one in the category. So everybody jumped with it. But we'll be out there picking up their dealers left and right. And that's what this year will be all about. I mean, you mentioned earlier a dealer dealing with competitive product. Well, if a dealer has the client base and the technical skills and they work in a high-end category like this, they're going to have our competition if we're not in there already, because that's what they do. And it's our job to get in there and show them what the benefit is dealing with Storm Audio over the competition, so we can win their trust and get their support and take the business.
So speaking of the competition, right, and Storm Audio, we talked about this again as a prelude to today, but when I purchase as a consumer, you know, and I'm investing in something, especially something, you know, across what the product category range that we're talking about today, the very ultra high end immersive audio category, when you invest this kind of money into a product, a system, you want to know that the company's going to be around, right? So for Storm Audio, they've been, you know, now out in the open for the US for the last 2 years. They're now their own company, aside Aro, for the last 2 months, right? So I think the safety and the reliability of purchasing a product would come with the ease of knowing that Storm Audio is going to be around for the next 10, 15 years or something, right? Because you want to have service, you want to have the support team, you want to have guys like yourself and women that know the product, someone on the team, they can help me as a dealer base if should I have any questions or issues. They just want to, I think, feel safe in that they're making the right choice, right? So what's, you know, like, oh, you know, the competition just got bought up and, it, you know, that's, you know, where they're going to go to die or whatever. What's to say that Storm isn't going to suffer the same fate in a number of years or days or whenever? I mean, there may not even really be that sort of safety net to say that, right? Who knows? I mean, I guess it's just a crapshoot with any product on the market. It doesn't matter if it's audio or not. I think there's just always something, you know, when you invest any kind of money into anything that is a lot to any one person, you want to just feel safe in that the company's going to be around.
Well, yeah, and that's really a judgment call, because as you say, any company could be in that position. I mean,
right.
Harman Kardon got bought, you know, right. One of the biggest companies in the world. But that's why the perception that you can share to the dealer that here's the breadth of the product line. We have all these different models to it, which is an investment. You know, you can't have a big product line without investing into all those different pieces. Here's a big product line. Here's a support team. Here's support materials to it. Here's the personnel that we have. As a dealer, when you meet people from a company, you kind of gauge what's going on. Do they sound like they're sharp? Do they sound like they're heading the right direction? You know, is this boat going down the right river? You know?
Yeah, okay.
And if you get a feeling like, okay, they obviously have a substantial investment and commitment into this whole product line because it's such a deep, big product line. They sound like they know what they're doing. They have a great support team. They've done all the support materials that we need. And they have cutting edge features on the end. And if it all feels good to you, you kind of go, okay, you know, let's roll with this. This looks really good. I don't see any holes, because the dealers are always looking, what's the missing piece? You know,
yeah, right.
What's the reason why I won't carry this? And in the beginning, when you start talking to them, that's really what they're looking for, is where's the negative in this whole thing? And
right.
If you don't find it, and it looks very strong and very positive, like Storm Audio does, then you're willing to go, okay, let's roll with this.
Okay, so hardware, robust software, but within the hardware, it's a modular-based system that can be upgraded, unlike other manufacturers. Not to say that other manufacturers don't offer something like this, but a lot of the competition does not. Then there's also the fact that Storm Audio, in the immersive audio category, in the high-end immersive audio category, Storm Audio plays well with and supports the three major formats right now. So Dolby Atmos, DTS:X, and RO3D, of course.
Correct.
Right. So I didn't do enough research, and this is my own fault for people listening out there. I don't know how many other manufacturers that do this currently, but in the early days, it was kind of like, okay, you know, we're going to go with, you know, Dolby Atmos. Why? Well, because that's the one you've heard of, right? They're, like, as Brad would say, the 800-pound gorilla in the room. They're the ones that are really kind of created this category. And then obviously RO3D has theirs. It's a different format, and explaining the two different formats is going to be a whole nother show. So we won't get into that. We'll do it later. But DTS:X is their own format, and it's just a bit different. But what I really like about Storm Audio is that they're not going to, being that they started with RO technologies, and of course they were going to support their own format, RO3D, they didn't just say, hey, we're a manufacturer from this format, and now we're only going to do this. No, they said, let's play well, nice with all the formats. Because why? Because I don't want to be that company that is a proprietary hardware manufacturer that only supports their stuff. We want a piece of the pie. We want to work well with your systems. We want to work well with what the consumer wants. Let's give them the choice, but let's give them a reason to use Storm Audio.
Yeah, and it's interesting listening to you, how you explain that, because really the attraction to equipment is technology, you know,
right.
And so if a dealer takes a look at Storm Audio, they can see in many areas we're at the front of the pack. And so they can think, okay, these guys have some chops. This is very impressive. And then when we talk about the scalability and the upgradability of it and things are going to be doing in the future, they're like, wow, okay, these guys are on top of it, you know, and that's what we're all looking to deal with when we have hardware, is we want to be with the people that are on top of the pile that see where the market's going and create a capability to go to where the market is going. And so you have to have some of that now and a vision for the future. And I think that's what makes Storm so appealing, is what it has now that is, you know, more cutting edge than any of our competition, but also the vision on where we're going as well, too, as the market keeps evolving.
I think that's one of the things I like about Storm Audio. One is, you know, Eves is a visionary and he's thinking about these things now, right? He's not going to sit around and wait to just hear that, oh, you know, well, these guys are doing that. We should do that too. No. He's definitely thinking about what's coming and what's ahead and getting ready to manufacture things to put inside of his hardware that you can upgrade and not have to like, well, you've invested in this piece. We didn't have, you know, these technologies and unfortunately you can't upgrade. You have to buy a whole new one. No. He is thinking about, well, it's a modular based system. Why don't we just develop, you know, upgraded pieces? So that way you, like you said, like you simply said, when you buy a piece from Storm Audio, that's it. You own that. And that's what you're going to live with for the rest of your days, except that as technology advances, so will Storm Audio's offerings. And it's as easy as either swapping a card or something like that, upgrading the software. And you don't really have to rip out an entire system.
Well, yeah, and that's another impressive thing. I mean, we talked about a dealer thinking, are these guys going to be around? Do I want to invest in this? And
yeah,
when you look at the modular scalability of the line, it's so impressive. I mean, we've had probably 12 to 14 years of products coming out where different manufacturers claim, yeah, you can swap this panel, swap this card or whatever.
Yeah.
And by and large, it's never worked for anybody. And I'm not aware of anyone that has the options that we have as far as what we put into the back panel and it works. So the dealer gets to see a modular system that actually is real, works, and has lots of options to it. So that's an impressive thing because it shows that we've done something other people haven't done, and we have that vision to do it, and it's working.
As Storm's roadmap starts to unfold and be released and announced, I'd love for you to come back, and maybe you and Eves could be on the show together and do a, you know, like a side-by-side talk and conversation. I think it would be fun to have the both of you back on the show and really talk about how the company's advanced now that you're on your own and doing your own things and developing. And I would love to kind of hear that the story between the two of you and how things are moving along. So one, I'd love to invite you back in the future. Two, I would love to hear more about the company. Three, I really want to maybe like get into detail about, you know, in the future about some unique applications of how Storm has done some things that maybe some of the competition hadn't, and that's why maybe Storm had won a project or won a bid, because Storm was capable of doing X, Y, Z. I'd love to get some of those kind of unique, you know, just to give some of those sort of, you know, dealer stories about, like, you know, this is how Storm Audio helped create this immersive experience and where the others fell short.
Yeah, well, we definitely have stories of that I've heard already.
I mean, if you want, you can give me one example.
Well, one that stands out big time is our base management. We have by far the most flexible deep base management, and base in a room is a big deal. I mean, that people like base and usually don't get real clean, accurate, powerful base all at the same time. And our competition has base management, but not to the level we have. And so that becomes a big deal for the dealers. And I've had multiple dealers tell me, you know, they love the Storm product because they can really make the bass blend into the room properly and have the impact without being muddy or boomy or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we have the bass management, where our competition is very shallow on that. That's a big deal.
Well, I wish I was sitting there next to you right now. I wanted to like get inside the software and really dig around and on a system and kind of just see how the whole thing works. But I guess I'm going to have to wait until Infocom or the Avixa show they're still going to be called the Infocom show, but now by Avixa, the Audio Video Integration Experience Association, formerly Infocom. But speaking of shows, so I know that they're at Cedia, right? So Storm Audio has been at Cedia. I'm pretty sure that they're at Infocom as well. I would no doubt assume that they're at ISE in Europe and Amsterdam.
Well, we'll be at Cedia and ISE. We won't be at Infocom.
Okay.
You know, you have to pick the shows where the environment works for you and the clientele works for you. You know, and Infocom's kind of a different beast compared to ISE and Cydia.
Okay. That's good to know. And what about any other like regional shows? I mean, we've named two major ones. What about any local regional stuff?
We'll be participating in regional tech summit shows that have been going on for about 8 years now.
Okay.
And they're in different parts of the country. And
okay.
So we'll participate in that. And then we like if doing events with dealers. If they want to do a private sale and invite in, you know, certain clientele for a night, we'll participate in that and come in and help them promote as well too.
Very, very cool. I think this is a good place to sort of wind out here. So for people that are interested in becoming a dealer, maybe they just want to learn a little bit more about Storm Audio, that stuff that I haven't covered and you have all the answers to, because that's your role, Brad. What's the best way to reach out to learn more?
Give me a call or an email, and then I'll dive in and I can direct more resources and, you know, obviously answer questions and talk myself, but then I need to direct technical people to talk to their technical people. You know, I'd be the first line of defense.
And can we share that information here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what's your contact info?
My phone number is 805-934-9409.
Okay.
And then I'm brad.paulson@stormaudio.com.
Okay. And for people that, if I didn't mention this already, I think another really good place to start, obviously, would be their website. So if you head over to stormaudio.com, you don't need the W's because it's not 1982. It is stormaudio.com. Check out the website. That is a great wealth of information, and there's a ton of there's just a ton of rave reviews there. And pretty much most of the information you could ever want is going to be there. I think for the more technical stuff, you could probably reach out to Brad. You can inquire there about becoming a dealer, maybe setting up a demo, a webinar. All of the above, I think, would be a good place to start with Brad, just depending on where you're at right now. Maybe you already are a dealer. Maybe you just want to learn more. Maybe you're not. Again, the website, Brad gave you his number, his email. But if you're more of a social person and you already are a dealer and you don't any you just want to connect with them there with your company or whatever your reasoning is, they are, of course, online elsewhere. Let's start down the list. Facebook.com/StormAudioFR is where they're at. Facebook, on Twitter, it's simply at StormAudioFR. They're on LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com/company/StormAudio. On Instagram, if you're more of an image person like myself, you like visual stuff, it's also at StormAudioFR. Google Plus, they have a page, and the same with YouTube. Should you like videos, check them out on YouTube. They have their own channel, lots of good stuff. If anyone out there has any questions for me, you hate the show, you love the show, you want to give me positive feedback or anything in between, aside spam, my email is Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, at ravepubs.com. And you pretty much just Google me and I'll come up under at JMoto3, Twitter, Instagram, not Snapchat. That's some imposter. Don't follow that person. I'm at AV_insider. And, but pretty much again, you know, just Google Johnny Moda. And if you find the evil twin, just ignore that guy. He's definitely not your friend. I am. And again, my email is Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y at ravepubs.com. Brad, thank you so much for being on the show. I do appreciate it. And as time progresses and the roadmap starts to unfold, I'd love to have you back. I'd love to have Eve back. And maybe we either do the two of you together talking, or we can do two separate ones, up to you both. Either way, I'd love to have you back and talk more about the products.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
It was my pleasure. I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot, and I'm hoping to see you at a trade show soon, or next time you're up in my way, you know, we'll hang out, have some lunch, grab some coffee, talk about Storm.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
Everyone, thank you for listening. This has been AV Insider. We'll catch you on the next show, hosted in the cloud.